Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. How can I say that? Because I was the original, right? Kicking ass now for 41 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. As I said, knocking out bumps for better than four decades. Of course, I'm also an award-winning boxing writer, and I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion who was nationally ranked. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So I open up the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide with the toll-free one time. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, today, diverse show. We'll bring in Rudy Hernandez. Of course, we'll have Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Tommy D will be here straight up. We'll talk about the weekend's fights and last week's fights. Of course, last week, I missed last week's show because I missed a flight. First time in my life, I missed a flight. First time in my life, I've been to 34 countries. I've never missed a flight before that I didn't want to miss. Okay, so I missed this flight last week coming out of Las Vegas. It happens to be the same weekend that Spirit Airlines goes out of business. You know what I'm saying? So Southwest charged me $531 to come home. Wait, I could have stayed and waited until 5 o'clock in the afternoon and gone for free on Frontier Airlines. But that's like being held hostage. It's like having a gun to your head sitting in the airport. Nothing happened in the airport. Maybe get a massage. Come on. You got to be kidding me. Bottom line is, that was a loser thing. So I paid the $531. I got on this flight. I missed last week's show. I apologize for that. Of course, big weekend last week. David Benavidez, the monster, showing that he is pound for pound the best fighter in all of boxing, has been for a long time. And I've been telling you that. Of course, Mike Tyson's been telling you that. Me and Mike Tyson agree on two things. We both like weed, and David Benavidez is the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world, bar none. But yesterday, the Fabio Wardley, the beating he took from Danny Dubois, we'll talk about that in depth. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY is 1-800-878-7529. And hour number two, the retired HBO godfather, that's right, the great Hall of Famer himself, Larry Murch, will be here all 95 years of him. Bottom line, we'll have a good time. Open phone lines once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
Ed O'Neill. That's right, Al Bundy. Of course, he was. He and I saw the fights together in L.A. a couple times. He used to come watch me when I was doing the fights on the Z Channel. Of course, he was sitting like the first row. Bottom line is, he was a big fight fan. He was going to play handball with a boxing referee out of Santa Clara named Marty Salmon, but they never did. They talked all kinds of smack back and forth, and they were going to bet this money, bet that money. But Ed O'Neill and Marty Salmon, they never hooked up, and Marty's a dead man. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of dead men, having watched boxers die in both California, Rico Velasquez, and Nevada, Johnny Montanez, I realize that boxing is extremely dangerous. But to allow a beaten fighter to take shots after he's been beaten, be it for the sake of entertainment and the hope of a Rocky movie-like comeback, it's just wrong. And the fight really yesterday wasn't all that competitive. If not for the exception of two right hands that sort of careened off the top and the side of Danny Dubois' head in rounds 1 and 3, actually 10 seconds into the first round, that resulted in knockdowns per se. Actually took a knee in the third round. But the bottom line is, Fabio Wardley's limited skill set was really the story on the Zone main event card come to us from Manchester, the UK. Because both were dubious going in. Going in, people questioned Wardley's lack of experience. Of course, never had an amateur fight. At the same time, Dubois' dedication was questioned because he came in at a career high of 254 pounds, you know, and shame on the corner and the British officials as well. And while the referee, Howard Foster, he must drink to sleep at night. He has to drink to sleep at night. He halted matters at 28 seconds of round number 11, but it was maybe two, maybe three rounds tardy. As for Fabio's corner, fire them all. Serious. The fighter never wants to stop the fight, but the corner is supposed to protect their charge, protect your guy. I thought he was going to fall on his own. In the last three rounds, Wardley looked like an unbalanced one-eyed drunk. And neither the corner or the official, and that includes a ringside doctor, nobody intervened. Nobody helped this guy out. And I've seen this before, and I'm offering advice. Fabio Wardley is a somewhat one-dimensional fighter. He never threw a single left hook or a 1-2-3 combination all night. He's got big stones and a big heart to match, but at 31, his ability has taken him as far as he's going to go as a professional fighter. Time to count what money you have, young man. Count it while you can count it and walk away. He hit his pugilistic ceiling. As far as Danny Dubois is concerned, packed on the extra weight, thought he couldn't do it. Of course, he was a slight underdog in this one, but the bottom line is, it was his best performance yet, and I want to say this, Danny Dubois brought it. He just brought it. He proves a 23-3 now with 22 knockouts. He's knocked out everybody but one guy, so give him props, no doubt about that. Of course, the other guy had a record coming in. He had knocked out everybody because he had that one draw. I'm talking about the draw with Frazier Clark, Fabio Wardley, and he erased that with a first-round knockout. So he was 20. Now he's 20-1 with a draw and 19 knockouts. Now, David Morrell, having covered Cuban fighters since the 1992 Olympics, I found they have a propensity to lie about their age. Really? Reportedly, the Olympic champ of 1992 said he was 32 years old. Joe Casamore. I looked at him real close, and he had gray roots. Okay, in other words, he needed to dye. He was dyeing his hair. I kid you not. So here he is saying he's 32 years old back in 1992. I thought he was lying. Anyway, 20-1 favorite, David Morrell gets KO'd last night. Of course, so while David Morrell says he's 28 years old, I'm dubious. That's my favorite word this weekend, dubious. Dubious Danny Dubois, dubious Fabio Wardley. Bottom line, it's my favorite song, my favorite word this weekend. And I think he's fibbing. Appearing on the Dubois-Wardley undercard, he was supposed to be in a pushover fight over for the Cuban after Callum Smith was hurt and pulled out of an April main event. So this was a work fight just to get him a check, okay? Well, he fought like he said he's 28. He fought like he's 40. To stay active, he took this Commonwealth, the ex-Commonwealth champ on, and Zach Chelly lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. He was kicking his ass, should have been arrested, domestic violence beating on him so bad in that night, the 10th round. Of course, in the 10th round, he was sort of wrecked. They stopped it. His record now is 12-2-1, of course, 8 KOs. It was a year. He's been knocked down in his last three fights. Of course, one of those fights was by David Benavidez. Bottom line is, David Benavidez, of course, the greatest thing that's ever come along in the sport of boxing, maybe in 15, 20, maybe 25, 30 years. And I've been telling you guys that for a long time. You guys have been ignoring me and say, oh, come on. God, no. And you know what's terrible? Is that he wants to call himself the monster. You know, monster. He's charismatic as muck, muckle than F. I'm not kidding you. He can really do the interviews. He can talk. He's charismatic. He's a family man. I mean, I'm not trying to say he's like, well, the Waltons, or maybe, I used to say the Cosbys until I found out what Bill Cosby was all about. But the bottom line is, you know, I didn't say he was the Waltons or anything like that, but David Benavidez is a good family man. Now, we ready to take it to the Bronx? Let's take it to the Bronx Coast and bring in Sir Thomas Dillamuth, my Sunday co-host. How the heck are you today, sir?
Hey, Pedro, what's going on, man? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty fired up, unlike David Morrell.
Unlike David Morrell. I got to correct you on something. David Morrell did not get dropped by David Benavidez. In fact, he dropped Benavidez in that fight.
You're right. But that was that fluke knockdown in the 12th round, wasn't it?
I think it was 11th.
11th or 12th?
It was the round before, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's so, what I was... Hey, but, listen, excuse me for erring from my VIP box.
Hey, you know, this is what we do.
I do want to mention the fact I was in my VIP box.
He was in your VIP box. You're right. He was
T-Mobile Arena, folks. Get this. I was down in Vegas, of course, for the fight of fortnight ago, and it was great. David Benavidez knocking out Zerto Ramirez. Not winning a minute of a round last week. But the bottom line is, I've been invited to come to all the big fights at the T-Mobile Arena. Of course, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are going to do it in September or something like that. They're supposed to do it at the T-Mobile Arena. So the T-Mobile Arena is going, and guess what? I got carte blanche. So I'm really happy, and I'll be sending this guy Christmas cards for the rest of my life.
That's what's up. That's awesome. You know, you were there live. It's always better to see something special live. So I think David Benavidez is a special fighter, but we got to point out some things.
Okay.
David Morrell is one of his, you know, one of his victims, right? Yeah. Per se, and that win is not looking as good as it did, you know, last year. David Morrell has not looked good at all.
But I know, but the guy was going downhill. So I mean, I think he was pushed further downhill. You don't think, from that beating?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you know, Morrell is just somebody that I just my personal opinion. I don't think he takes the sport as seriously as he should.
No, but do you think he's 28? All right, now I ask you this real question: do you think he's 28 years old? why is there that long delay there?
Because I know, because he's Cuban, and you know, that's the,
are you
know,
trying to
I'm not going
to
go there.
Are you trying to tell me you can't believe Cubans, Mexicans, or Colombians? Who else lies about
Dominicans?
Dominicans. Holy cow. Remember that Dominican fighter who said he was 19 years old? I looked at this guy, man. I said to myself, this guy's going to be close to 30 or something like that. But they can lie about their age and come over because they come over on a boat.
Yeah, wait. They come over here swimming on a boat. I mean, but they make it over here.
They make
and
it.
And sometimes the ages are not accurate. I remember many years ago, I used to coach Little League Baseball. There was a Dominican they brought over, and his name was Daniel Amante. And he was 14, 15, and he was playing as a 12-year-old. So,
you know, that's just so unfair. That's just so unfair. I mean, that's what was sort of cool about boxing is that boxing was weights, and they really didn't put you in there with the guys who were more than a year. If a guy had a year on you in an amateur fight when you were coming up, like in the Silver Gloves and the Boys Club and things like that, it didn't happen. You know what I mean? It just didn't happen. You were matched against guys who were about your size and your age.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. But now, you know, you got to be careful and, you know, make sure the paperwork is legit. Right. So,
okay.
I don't know. I think I want going back to that. I think Morell is 28. Okay. He does not look older than what he is, what he says he is.
Okay. He fought like he's 40. he did.
But he won the first 8 rounds pretty much easily. It's just,
yeah,
you know.
But when you stick a fork and when you run out of gas like that and you're done, it's time to, you know, say, you know, good. Listen, he didn't look like it was supposed to be a payday. It was supposed to be an easy payday, but that other dude, he didn't the Kelv or something like that, Zach something. He came to fight, man.
Zach Shelley. And he kept coming. Yeah, and he didn't give up. You know, he could have gave up in the last round. In the ninth round, he had Morell hurt, and Morell was lucky to be saved by the bell. And it looked like Morell got his legs back. And in the tenth round, and then he came and opened up and hit him with a nice left, and that was it. After that. You know, Morell never recovered. So, absolutely credit to him.
Okay, so do you think that referee, Howard Foster, does he have to drink at night to go to sleep after letting Fabio Ward get his ass whooped like that?
I don't think them UK refs, you know, have a conscience like that.
Did you see him? You look? Know? He was looking to the. He looked to the doctor. He was like, "Oh, please stop this fight! Look at that! Oh, please stop this fight!" He looks to the doctor, stop the fight. He goes to the corner. They won't stop the fight. Nobody stops the fight. He is the sole arbiter in that ring. He's the guy that's in charge. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that's supposed to be protecting everything. I mean, to let that fight go, the extra 3 rounds, especially when I see him, when he was staggering on his own, and the referee was looking right in his eyes.
And listen, you know, not only the ref, but the corner should be responsible as well.
They should be
and let me tell you something. I just read an article from Boxing Scene where Ben Davison actually admits and says, "I actually agree the fight should have been stopped earlier." So that's just inept of them in a corner as a team, you know. And Wardley may never be the same after that.
You have to learn how to save your
fighter.
I know. Not May. He never will be. Nobody recovers from a beating like that. That's the ass kicking of a century. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it, and I can take it.
Floyd, broke-ass Mayweather. I hope he files bankruptcy 1,000 times. Nobody, listen, if he was on fire, I don't think nobody would walk across the street to piss on him. I don't think so. I mean, he's like the most despicable guy in boxing. He just is. Nobody wants to be around him. Of course, at one point in time, at one press conference, he said, before the press conference started, he said, you see that guy right there, Pedro Fernandez? He's the best boxing writer in the world. And of course, that was back when I was kicking ass, right? Bottom line is, about 20 minutes later, I asked him a tough question. He said to me, man, what do you know about boxing? I said, but 20 minutes ago, I was the best boxing writer in the world. Anyway, Floyd Mayweather is going to take on Manny Pacquiao. Evidently, it's going to be a real fight sometime in September. T-Mobile Arena, I hope to be there. Not because, I guess I'm going to be there. But bottom line is, I would like to see Floyd Mayweather steamrolled. Tommy D.
I don't want to say that in those words, but it would be nice to see him humbled a little bit. You know, this is a guy that cherishes that O more than anything in the world, and because of his financial situations, he has to put that O on the line. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. If that fight is anywhere near close, you know, maybe he won the fight, but it's somewhat close, that O is gonna disappear. Manny will get the win, and there'll be no more, and that will kill the legacy of Floyd Mayweather Jr.
But the legacy of Floyd Mayweather Jr. is sort of built on how can I put this? It's not really real because at every point in time when there was really a fight that, you know, he could see. I mean, the Castillo fight, he lost. I mean, Harold Letterman and I go back. I had it 115-111. Harold had 115-111 for Castillo over him. I mean, Castillo landed him by like 80 or 90 punches and still he got the win. What kind of spit is that? And was, hey, spit on the show, I mean spit with an H.
Yeah, that first fight was controversial. A lot of people, including myself, I thought that Castillo won that fight. But to Floyd's credit, he did the rematch. You know, he's not done many rematches, and he beat him very convincingly in a rematch.
I know, but you're not. This is what happens, okay? When guys get beat in fights that they won, their psyche is never, ever, ever the same. Jeff Fennec beat Azuma Nelson that first time, and they called it a draw. I was with Fennec afterwards. He cried. Of course, he couldn't believe it. I mean, and you know what? You can't believe it, because I've kicked a couple dudes' ass. I mean, lit them up like the should have been arrested for domestic violence. We were gay. I might beat up on these dudes so bad, okay? I'm serious, all right? And they gave it the other way? I mean, holy cow. Mm. It's sort of like playing blackjack. You ever play blackjack, Tommy D?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a king and an ace and some guy with a 16 beat you. That's what it looks like in boxing when they screw you. That's the best way. Because you're sitting there with a king and an ace. I mean, I remember one guy. I don't want to get into it. I'll be naming names. But the bottom line is I've had a couple of moments in my life, in my boxing career that were, how can I put this, somewhat controversial. And they made it to the press as well, a couple times as well. Anyway, bottom line is, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Danny Dubois. No longer dubious, or is he still dubious? Was that a fair measuring gauge for him yesterday, Fabio Wardley? No amateur experience, only 20 pro fights. And, I mean, I thought he might be the next, quote, super, unquote, heavyweight. But obviously, that ain't going to happen.
Well, a few things. So, like, you know, the thing with Daniel Dubois is that a lot of people have said that he's, you know, just not, you know, not all there upstairs, right? And he's got labeled as kind of like a quitter as well. He's quit in a few times in a few fights. But
time out, Tommy D. Are you implying he's mentally unstable?
I don't want to say that. I just don't think he's all there.
You can
upstairs.
Allegedly, reportedly,
allegedly. Okay,
he's allegedly out to lunch.
I think he's allegedly. Yeah, I would have to say so, right? But
I mean, considering the guy gets pounded in the head, you know what I'm saying? That's really not such a far out thing to happen. I mean,
I know, but at 28 years old, he's still pretty young. He's been in a lot of wars. He's been stopped 3 times. You know, he's been knocked down about 7 or 8 times in his career. You know, and that's just in the ring, you know, in real fights. We're not even talking about sparring.
I don't think I ever heard of a guy that's been counted out by a referee 3 times. In other words, it's rare that a referee counts 10 over a guy. Like, get your ass up, 7, 8. Come on, man. Why don't you get up? 9. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they counted to 10 3 different times on him. So I don't think I don't remember a fighter in my life that got counted out 3 times.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never even thought about it. Usually, you see guys get stopped, the referee's waving it off, and it's a TKO. But that's a very good point. You know, so, you know, but credit to Dubois. He looked determined coming into the fight. You know, I was a little bit worried for him because he came to the ring with his son, and I'm like, oh, God. And this is a fight I predicted Wardley to win 3 or less rounds. And, you know, he came to the ring with his son, and I'm just like, oh, man, this is not good. You know, but listen, all credit to him. He got dropped in the first round, came back, he got sort of dropped in the third round. He took a strategic knee, in my opinion, which was absolute genius. You know, a lot of guys don't take knees enough.
Time out. He's not all right upstairs, but he was smart enough to pull that kind of a move. That was pretty, you know, he must
that's,
not
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's made. But, yeah, listen, instincts came in. His coach was in there helping him up, smacked him in the face a couple of times.
And what was that, you know, man? Hey, man, and you know what? He slapped him. Spit with an H. He slapped him hard. I mean, I could hear the slap. I could feel the slap, but I could hear the slap through the TV screen. Bob, boom. I mean, holy cow. I said to my, I would have told the dude, hey, man, don't be doing that spit again. I would have told him the first time. I know he slapped him twice, but I'm saying after the first one, I'd have got up and said, man, don't ever do that again. Holy cow. You talk about getting your bell rung before you go out?
That was what remember what Trinidad's father used to do that to Trinidad a lot, and that was harder than what Trinidad's father did to him.
I know Trinidad's father slapped him like a little girl. Beep beep beep. And it wasn't really that much. Speaking of Trinidad, man, pound for pound, was he? You know, how come he doesn't get a call as being the best Puerto Rican fighter of all time when he went undefeated at 147 and 154, I believe.
I think he does. I think he's definitely maybe top 3 or top 5 Puerto Rican fighters of all time.
I said the best.
The what? Best because there's always going to be debates about other fighters.
Like Gomez?
You know, Gomez or, you know, even Cotto. I'll draw in a blank here. We forgot one. The one that's still alive that's
Wilfred Benitez?
Not going to him. Benitez, yeah.
Don't bring up my former sparring partner because he left town. I don't take credit for this one, but the bottom line is, in 1984, I was doing my thing. I was ranked nationally here in the United States as a junior welterweight and grabbed the number 13 ranking, and he was part of my gym here in San Francisco, part of my stable here in San Francisco. And they gave me two rounds with him and 2 rounds with him, and all 4 rounds, I won convincingly, no doubt about that. Now, at that point in time, he was shot, and he was laying against the ropes, and that kind of stuff, but the bottom line is he had bullet holes in him. He was so shot. And I took advantage. And I remember I was scared from the first time. And Chris Gomez came back to me. I went back to the corner. Chris Gomez says to me, "Hey, man, I'm leaving." I said, "What do you mean you're leaving? I'm leaving. What are you talking about?" He goes, "I pull that psychological BS on me. You know what I mean? I'm leaving, man." He goes, "You're going to be a pussy against this guy. I'm blah, 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 blah. You scared this guy. Blah, 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 blah." He goes, "Go out there and kick." I went out there and I ripped him up. I ripped on that second. I remember ripping on Benitez. Benitez was standing in one corner. He would stand there and hold his hands up. I mean, that was it. So you're ripping shots to the side, ripping shots up the middle, listen to that. I mean, he made me look like Ray Leonard. And I should look like Joe. I'm like Joe Q Bum. You know what I'm saying? But some guys make you look good. Carlos De Leon made me look good too, but he did it on purpose.
But, you know, with Benitez, you know, with the four kings, right? We always talk about the four kings. He fought three of them, and he was competitive in those fights, and he beat one of them. He beat Durant.
Okay, and now he's retarded.
No!
Come on, because let's be the truth. He hasn't been able to tie his shoes for 10 years. Okay.
Yeah,
he's been bedridden and he can't talk the whole night. When he was here, check this out. When he was here, he and I in the same stablist, and I want to know about boxing, what it was like to fight Ray Leonard, all this kind of good stuff. Because he's 84, he says to me, "Hey man, I ask him all these questions. You got a girlfriend?" Say what? You know, I mean, and then I ask him, "Blah blah. What about Marvin Hagler? Blah, 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 blah. You got a girlfriend?" I mean, every time I asked him a question, it came back that I have a girlfriend, and I realized this guy after a while that this guy was retarded. He was retarded. That was his answer. He couldn't answer. If you ask him, "Hey, if you got a," I wouldn't say that. But anything you ask him, his response is gonna be, "Hey, have you got a girlfriend?" I mean, so I knew right then and there that, you know, he wasn't all together. And of course, his father pimped him off. He was getting beat up at the age of 13 by Esteban De Jesus, who beat Roberto Duran the first time around. So at the same time this guy's beating Duran, he's pounding on Benitez in the gym at 13 years old. So anyway, we're going to roll to a break. Tommy D's going to stay with me. We're going to try to get Rudy Hernandez on here. Hopefully Rudy's rocking and rolling. Of course, Rudy Hernandez, the trainer of Hutto Nakatani, who came up short against the not-so-monster-ish Nonoa Inoue last week. Of course, David Benavidez, monstrous. The other guy, not so monstrous. Straight up, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Approaching 37 minutes past the hour of hour number one of two, live on Sports Byline.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy Mother's Day, except to the winches. Not to them. I hope you guys have a horrible day, but straight up to all the moms of the world, the great moms, the positive influences on everybody's lives. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, my mother's been gone, I think, since 2008 or something like that. But, you know, I would tell you, of all the people that I fought in the entire world, she's the only one that was undefeated. I mean, she slapped me so – she slapped me one time so hard. She caught me cutting school one time. And she slapped me so hard with her – I mean, she slapped me so hard, my ears rang for 3 days. For 3 days, my ears were ringing. So I told her, you know what, Mom? You should have been, I told her a couple years later, especially when I was a cop. I told her, you know what? You could have been arrested for child abuse. You know what she told me? You're lucky it didn't kill you. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's a good mom, folks. Tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The question, she was there. And all the wins, she was there. But more importantly, all the losses. When I saw, that's how you sort of figure out who's with you in boxing. When you lose fights. And you go to the dressing room, and all these people that filter into the dressing room when you've won, right? Oh, can I get a picture with you? Can you sign all that kind of crap, right? Ain't too many people when you lose, okay? So that's how you can register who your real friends are when you lose and you're in the corner. I can't think Angelo Dundee said that, but he said that, and then I realized in my career there was no doubt about it. And my parents were always there, and God bless them. I miss them both. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. So happy Mother's Day, Mom! You know, he still should have been arrested for slapping me like that, especially in front of my friends. That was embarrassing. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Danny, Tommy D, looks like Rudy Hernandez is stiffing us. He didn't show up, so, you know, he's on my list now. Rudy, if you're listening or watching on YouTube, shame on you. No, bottom line is he didn't pick up the phone. Of course, he's going somewhere. I think he was flying from, he was at that Zuffa show last night, or the phone's just ringing. He just called. That might be Rudy right now. So straight up, let's see if it's Rudy right now. So
the Zuffa card is tonight, actually.
Is it tonight?
Yeah. There was a UFC last night.
Okay, so anyway, we'll see what's happening here. If the phone just rang. Of course, you know, I don't want to give Zuffa any play. Can I do that and do a boxing show?
Why not? I mean, I have no problem with Zuffa. It's more boxing.
Because you never dealt with Dana White. You never dealt with that mother ducker. You never dealt with him, right, man.
I never dealt with him, and I personally don't like the guy either.
He's the biggest piece of spit in the entire world. I can't think of anybody. Listen, I told you, I knew pimps when I was a cop in San Francisco. I knew pimps, right? Pimps would give their girls a fair amount of the money. Well, Dana doesn't give his guys a fair amount of money. His guys get 10%. Hoes I know working the street get 50% or more.
Well, I get that. I understand. But
no,
as a fan,
that's the basis of everything. If he ain't paying people and he's pipping people off, he's not good for boxing. So how can you look the other way?
Because I'm looking at the fights and I'm looking, you know, I like boxing and I want to see the fights. And...
Yeah, but he's trying. Listen, they keep saying boxing's broken. Boxing's broken. Boxing is not broken. Boxing is a world of independent contractors. That's all.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, no. And that's just it. And it's never going to be any different. That's why you can't have a union. Okay, in boxing, because of the fact they're all independent contractors. Everybody's in for a different price. Nobody's worth the same. And if Dano does this thing, guys are going to be worth the same. And I'm not into that.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You're right. It's a good point.
And, of course, he did that deal with me. Let me tell you, folks, Dana White did a deal with me back when it was UFC 35 or something like that, and I was able to kick his ass. Let me tell you how I did it. Rudy Hernandez ready to go? All right, let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in Mr. Rudy Hernandez. And how are you today, sir?
How you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you?
Man, just trying to make it in this crazy world just like the next person.
Well, you know, so where are you at right now?
I just took up to the Palace Casino in Las Vegas. I was in New Jersey for the UFC show yesterday, well, last night, and I flew in right now for the Zuffa boxing today.
You know, I just asked Tommy D. Tommy's in line with me, my co-host, and I just asked him, how do you support anything that Dana White does? I mean, because Dana White's looking, I just mentioned this, Rudy. I was a cop in San Francisco. I knew pimps and hoes, okay? But the pimps that I worked with in San Francisco, they gave their hoes some money. Dana White doesn't give his hoes any money. Francis Ngannou defended the UFC Heavyweight Championship at Madison Square Garden, had a $7.5 million live gate, and did a couple hundred million bucks on pay-per-view, and they gave him $550,000. Wait, so he goes over the sport of boxing, he has two fights, he makes $18 million. Can you see that Dana's a pimp?
I see that Dana's the only one promoting.
Promoting what? UFC? MMA?
Boxing. Well, if you look at the MMA, there's only one real company, right?
Yeah. And I give him credit for that, although I think that's a little too brutal. I mean, I think, oh, man. I mean, you ever seen something? Bottom line, did you get a chance to see the Fabio Wardley fight last night?
No, I didn't.
Watch that one on a replay. It probably should have been stopped two or three rounds earlier. Anyway, how's life treating you, man? You come up the Junto Nakatani fight. You came up short on that one. He had a broken orbital bone. I thought he was moving real well, and the momentum was his way until the butt came. Does that sound about right?
It wasn't the butt. That would be, that would be, too. I don't want to take credit from anyone. Because it was an accidental butt. That did not make the difference. The difference was as soon as the 11th round started, he ended up getting hit with a right hand that broke his orbital bone.
Oh, okay.
And if you see it, you see that Junto was on survival mode. He was moving and he was. At first, I thought that blood got into the eye, and that's why he was moving. But no, it turned out that he got hit with a right uppercut, and it hit it. And it broke his orbital bone.
Are Japanese fighters too proper? And do you need to have a little ghetto on you, a little street in you to really prevail in professional boxing? Because he was tapping gloves a lot, man. That tapping the gloves thing, you know, I didn't even, Rudy, I'm a bad sport. I didn't even like to tap gloves. I didn't like to say hi to guys afterwards.
Neither did I. but we're talking about different generations.
Okay.
You know,
different cultures.
I told Junto, when you have to be a motherfucker.
Oh, whoa, you can't, no, time out. This is live radio, man. This isn't like the internet and this, yet, so we got to be cool on that one. But I use the word mother ducker.
Mother ducker.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to be a mother ducker.
That sort of threw things off there, didn't it, folks? No doubt about that. Of course, Rudy Hernandez is our guest. Have you got that clip ready to roll? Roll it.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Of course, that's your brother, Gennaro Hernandez. Of course, me and him were tight. You know that, right? Rudy? You there? Did we
hear him? Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Did you hear Gennaro?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yes. I said, yeah, my brother. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you had mentioned it to me that you were close to my brother.
And me, we were tight, man. You know what? And I want to say this, but I don't get emotional here, get teary-eyed, but he was really good to me. We were good together. And of all the people I know in the sport of boxing, I've been doing this since 1988, writing professionally for other people to read, okay? He was the only guy I've ever encountered in boxing that nobody ever had anything bad to say about. Nobody ever said anything bad about Gennaro. Nobody.
Except me.
Except you. But
Listen. If that mother would have been the same fighter he was in the gym, he would have he'd be he would have been a way better, more popular fighter at Fight Night, because my brother was a really he was a hell of a fighter in the gym, but in when he went to perform, he was a boxer. And I would tell him, look, we don't make money in the gym; we make money in fights. So perform where you're supposed to perform.
You know,
but he never understood that.
You know, Rudy, I'm going to have to confess to one thing right here. I was a better gym fighter than I went 38-14 as an amateur with 4 Golden Glove titles, but I was a better gym fighter than I was a real fighter. So it's just a lot easier.
Of course. Well, you don't get paid at the gym. You get paid to perform.
Yeah, and you don't win trophies in the gym.
Also, on the same token, it's not like he didn't have somebody guiding him properly.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, so what's are they going to do a rematch? Is there talk about a rematch with Inouye, another super fight? Because what was the live gate? What was the live gate? You wrote it.
It was a 55,000 audience.
Yeah.
It was sold out like a month before the fight. It was already a sold out arena. And well, I'll tell you what's crazy was that when we walked into the ring, you know, we were not. You know, people were not too happy, and they were not clapping, you know. But after the fight, man, he had a lot. The majority of the audience was there cheering him on, and they, I don't know, he gained their respect.
No doubt about that. It was a noble performance. But, you know, having been to Japan and watched boxing in places like Korakuen Hall, I mean, it was like I went to a funeral or something like that. Nobody was doing it. They didn't get into it. But you heard people throughout this entire fight, through the 55,000 people, they were like roaring, cheering and roaring. I mean, they were rocking and rolling, unlike any Japanese crowd prior.
Well, you got to understand also that we have different cultures, and also the times are changing. It's not like what it used to be. I mean, even, come on. You remember your upbringing, how you were brought up? How your father or your aunt, your grandparents were brought up.
You're asking me to remember the 1960s.
Our children are being raised.
Yeah, I do. I feel you. Things have changed, no doubt about it. Listen, I tell you how things have changed. People don't read anymore. And the reason why I found this out there is, you know, I'm writing again. I'm writing at Substack.com. The PAYDRO Pedro 1234 is the subscription, but the bottom line is I'm writing now, and I'm noticing that I write 750 word articles, try to keep them short. People fall off at 550 words, and it's time and time and time again. So obviously the attention span of the person today is not what it was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean people are dumber?
Lazy. No, they have the internet, so they're smarter.
They don't have
to use their brain. The problem is this. They don't use their brain.
Yeah.
They Google, and they have all the answers instead of being able to function. Because before, you had to think it over. You had to, okay, like my son, when he was 8 years old, and his I told him, fix that flat tire. He goes, I don't know. I don't know how. And I go, yes, you do. Go get the tools and fix it. And he started looking at it, and he started to figure it out. But you have to challenge them. If you don't challenge them, then it's easy just to Google, and there's your answer. And we didn't have that. We didn't have those that luxury back in those days. That's why we see things differently, and we do things differently, and we have a different mentality.
The great Rudy Hernandez, the brother of Gennaro Hernandez, of course. I miss your brother dearly, and He appeared on the show a couple days, 2 days before he passed away, and he and I were, I mean, we were both crying. That was like, I mean, Drudy, that has to be, I've been doing radio 41 years. That was the toughest day I've ever had in radio history. That was the toughest ever.
He was a good guy. God, that's why me and God are not on talking terms. He took the wrong one.
Good point. All the best. You're Rudy Hernandez. Good luck with Junto Nakatani in the future, man. Thank you so much for appearing on Ring Talk. I'll send you a copy.
I remember we also have La Princesa o la Escuadra, who will be defending his title on July the 11th in San Francisco. I hope the people show up, because I think the arena is going to be like 150,000 people.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be there in the City by the Bay. That's where I'm at in San Francisco, so I look forward to seeing you then.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Rudy Hernandez. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
After all those mother duckers with an F coming out of Rudy Hernandez, I forgot about, hey, Tommy D, he sent me into shock. I didn't know what, I was like, I forgot about that. I was like freaking out over here going, don't say it again. And I think he said it like three or four times.
Yeah, at least three more times he said it. I just.
You're laughing at me. You knew I was cringing, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. Because the first one was like, all right, and then you told him. And then he was...
And the impeccable in the other room, he's like laughing. He's not supposed to be laughing. He's supposed to be like, tell me, get this guy in line. Anyway, good weekend of boxing. Let's talk about David Benavidez real quick. We got like a minute and a half left. Pound for pound, I think he's the best fighter in boxing. Mike Tyson thinks that way. Tell me why he's not.
If I had to tell you why he's not, I would have to say... the competition that he's faced is not as good as people, you know, would say it was.
Okay.
I know he moved up in weight and fought, you know, Zerto, yeah. But Zerto, he's limited, mm-hmm. right? He beat up the other guy in November, the guy that always gets beat up, Yard. Yeah. He's not, you know, he's not anything special.
But he did it in spectacular fashion, though.
Absolutely, but you said give you a reason why not. I think that's what I'm going. And then David
Morrell.
You know,
if you came out to Vegas, I would tell David Benavidez, see that guy over there? He don't like you. I mean, you know,
no, that's not. Don't do that.
he doesn't look like he's the guy to cross, huh?
No, His brother is a guy you don't want to mess with. His Jose is, he. If you told that to Jose, Jose would probably come in and beat me up. David might just laugh about him, like, ah, you know, and then, you know, tell me to watch myself or something like that. But Jose, nah, I don't think I want any parts of Jose.
Well, I give him all kinds of props because, you know, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this was combat sports. He moved up not 10 pounds, not 5 pounds, 20, 25 pounds. And I moved up 8 pounds and I got murdered.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
So
I mean,
let's ride the wave here. Let's go with the momentum. We're still climbing the top of the roller coaster. We're not falling off yet. Let's get Benavidez and Usyk next. Let's do that.
Fantastic. Way to roll out, Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, my Sunday co-host. I thank you so much for your time, folks. Hour number two coming up after the break. Of course, we'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, all 95 years old. McLarry will be here talking about his Coke parties in L.A.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. And it's hyper-regional for the Delaware Valley, although for some of you it's schadenfreude. As Dusty Rhodes would say, Philadelphia sports fans are facing hard times. The Phillies look to have righted their ship, winning 8 in a row before last Thursday night. That's when Andrew Painter got rocked and the team lost 12-1 against Sacramento. On Friday, they began a series with the Colorado Rockies with Jekyll and Hyde starter Jesus Luzardo on the mound. He gave up 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, and a wild pitch in 3 innings. 3 innings where he threw 95 pitches. But the Phillies made a furious comeback to tie the game 7-7. But the Rockies would score 2 in the top of the 11th and won the game. Those sad fans being held for extra innings inside Citizens Bank Park delayed their commiseration alongside 76ers fans who began leaving Xfinity Mobile 20 minutes earlier. Although there were a lot of Knicks fans too. Before the series began, the Sixers' often injured Joel Embiid pleaded with Philly fans not to sell their tickets to New Yorkers. While they didn't listen, it wasn't exactly MSG South, but a lot of folks made the 2-hour trip. At tip-off, the Phillies were already down 1-0. The Sixers scored first and jumped out to a 9-0 lead, but by halftime, the Knicks were up 8. Jalen Brunson was an absolute beast again, but it was Mikal Bridges' shooting and strong defense on Tyrese Maxey which stood out, along with another strong performance from the Knicks bench led by Landry Shamet, who sunk a 3 at the end of the third quarter, which felt like a dagger. The Washington Generals bench is more effective against the Globetrotters than the Sixers have been against New York. Embiid was back after missing Game 2, but is shooting 36%. It's going to take a few Sixers having the performances of their life on Sunday to save the season. Something the Flyers couldn't do with their season Saturday night at Xfinity Mobile, falling in 4 straight games to the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference semifinals of the NHL. During the series, the Canes outscored the Young Flyers 13-5. As an aside, on Friday night, Montreal beat Buffalo, which tied their series 1-1. Going at least 5 games, Habs Sabres isn't going to end for at least another week. Poor work by the NHL schedule makers. Poor weekend for Philly. Let's see what you got today, Sixers. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated as I get the Twitch together. Of course, the YouTube is going crazy straight up. We are broadcasting live on YouTube.com and Twitch.tv. Of course, the Sports Byline USA channels. And who are we? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 41 years of radio now. Of course, knocking out all bums. And along the way, you know, I met some good people. Of course, Barry Rabbits will be here. The British boxing hero will be here in a little bit. He'll spend some time with us. Of course, at 22 minutes past the hour, bringing the retired HBO Godfather. He'll check out about 37 minutes past the hour. So Larry will be here for a little while. Lots of fun in this hour. Open phone lines around the planet. I open it once. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you watched the Fabio Wardley, the Danny Dubois fight yesterday, of course, both guys were dubious going in. That's my favorite word for the week, dubious. Of course, dubious Danny Dubois. And of course, people were dubious of Fabio Wardley, the fact that he had never had an amateur fight. He was like 20-0, and with that one draw, of course, knocked out Frazier Clark, had to draw Frazier Clark, knocked him out in the next fight. But the bottom line is, he was limited. And that skill set that he has, that's taking him as far as he's going to go. All he's going to do right now is get his ass whooped. And he doesn't need that anymore. The ass whooping he took yesterday was a monumental, it should be a seminal moment in his life. It was that much of a beating, I kid you not. And guys don't recover from beatings like that. They just don't. I mean, you can see him 10, 15 years from now, maybe one eye's looking one eye's looking the other, and you say to yourself, why is that guy's eyes off? Why is it? Because of the fact he got his ass kicked about 15 or 20 years ago. Some guys never change, never return to. When you get neurologically damaged, there's no returning to that. It's not like you could take a pill or do some therapy and you come back. No, when you get busted up by boxing, football and boxing go hand in hand, no doubt about that when it comes to chronic traumatic encephalopathy. But you get busted up in either sport, you're busted up forever. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you just said that until recently you'd never been faithful. So you weren't faithful to Robin either?
Oh, no.
And your second wife, were you faithful there?
No.
Mike Tyson on Being Faithful. Of course, he and I sort of agree on one thing, two things. Of course, weed and David Benavidez, the best fighter, pound for pound, all of boxing. Now, of course, we've got the British boxing here, Mr. Barry Rabbits in the studio. Barry, last week, David Benavidez, that performance was unparalleled. Of course, I talked about him. I predicted that the other guy wouldn't win a minute of a round, and he didn't.
Yeah, no, he looked great. I think he looked great for his first fight at cruiserweight, for sure.
And the cruiserweight thing, I mean, moving up 25 pounds, I told you I moved up 8 pounds, and I got spanked. I thought I was so good. I went down to the valley, was beating up on these fat farmers and that kind of stuff. Doesn't a big pad in my record at 147, so I can qualify for the Nationals, right? So I qualified for the Nationals. Then I got there, and I got murdered. And it was size. Size matters in two things, pornography and boxing.
Yeah. And he actually looked physically good as well. I expected him to look more pear-shaped at 200, but he looked pretty damn good, so... Yeah.
Well, you know, he started out as a 260-pound fat guy.
Yeah, no, at 15, he was a big boy, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. And then, of course, at 16, I was watching him. Like, I don't want to say gangster slap, but he was beating Gennady Golovkin in the gym.
Yeah.
16 and 17 years old. And I was saying, who? And I thought that maybe Golovkin was, like, letting him.
Right. No, I wouldn't have thought Golovkin would let anyone take any liberties.
No, he wasn't letting them.
Yeah. No, you sparring Kelly Pavlik when he was a kid as well. So that's some
Kelly
good experience.
Kelly Pavlik, what a drunk.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore.
And is he sober now?
I think he is. He's doing really well.
You know, I mean, he was at the pinnacle of his boxing career, and I forget where he was. Youngstown, Ohio? Is that where he's from? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he puts both. How do you put both fists through a plate glass window? Wait, I can see you putting one fist through a plate glass window because the window breaks, right? Then how can you put? He did it like that.
Yeah,
yeah. But Pavlik was a bad. Hey, and then of course Kelly Pavlik, a stand-up comedian. Did you ever see that clip?
No.
Yeah, he did. He went to the Improv Club, got up there, and made an ass out of himself.
Oh, he did.
Drunk as a skunk.
Oh, he's drunk. Okay. That makes sense.
And you're sure he's sober now?
I think he is. Yeah, I watched an interview with him recently. He's training kids. I think so.
That's sort of cool because he can inspire kids in the Youngstown area. Yeah. Of course, Harry Arroyo from Youngstown. Wasn't Mancini from Youngstown too?
He was. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini. More personality than ability, or how do you gauge? How do you gauge Ray Mancini, Barry? How do you gauge Ray Mancini? Where do you rate him in history? Does he deserve a notable spot?
I think so. I mean, he gave Arguello a good fight, didn't he? As a young kid. So
I knew me and Alexis were really close. I mean, really close. He told me things that some stuff I won't repeat. Okay, and he told me he took it easy on him. And he took it easy on Watt. That's what he said. He said he took it easy on Watt. Yeah. I said, why did you take it easy on Watt? He goes, because he was fighting in front of his hometown people, in front of his countrymen, this and that. He goes, there was no sense to go in there and destroy the old man.
That's
what he said to me. Alexis was a little bit of a weird dude. You know that.
He's kind of the ultimate gentleman, wasn't he?
So, yeah, when he wasn't starting coke.
in the later days, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course.
No, yeah. I love Arguello, so yeah. But Mancini could fight, but he was always going to have a short career, wasn't he, with that style?
Last time I talked to him, he says, Pedro, come back to Managua. He goes, I'm the mayor now. I said, yeah, right. I said, hey, remember that time we went in that strip club? He goes, yeah. I told you the strip club story?
Maybe.
We go into a Nicaraguan strip club, and this is where they do business. In Nicaragua, they do business in strip clubs. And I kid you not, if I'm going to meet Fred Mizzi and we're going to do like a real estate deal, right, we're going to go down to the strip club. We're going to meet a strip club at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, a strip club. So these broads are stripping this and that. So this chick comes out, and she lights a cigarette, and she got the cigarette. And no, she took a cigarette from somebody in the crowd, and she stuck it in her butt. And all of a sudden, she started blowing smoke out her mouth. And I've never been able to figure that out to this day. Yeah. So I'm saying it's like the seventh wonder of the world.
Best not to think about it too hard, I think.
Huh?
Best not to think about it too hard.
No, I was trying. Come on, man. Because I saw the lit cigarette. I saw where she put the lit cigarette. She put it where the sun didn't shine. And then she started blowing smoke out of her mouth. And she was up there for about 5 or 10 minutes. So she had to have it. It was a good show.
Good party trick.
It was definitely a good joke. I don't know how she did it. But anyway, bottom line is, I said to Arguello, is that, he goes, oh, you remember that? Yeah, Alexis and I didn't forget things. Bottom line, of course, he had his issues when I was down there with cocaine, and then he kicked it, and 3 months later he got into a car accident on New Year's Eve. That's how he kicked it. He got into a car accident on New Year's Eve, and the Nicaraguan government told him, either you go to rehab or you go to jail. Of course, you know, rehab's better than jail.
Yeah, probably the better bet, yeah.
So how come the WBC didn't give David Benavidez rehab? So how come they took his title? Because Canelo was going to get it?
Yeah, I mean,
you think that was a, I mean, come on, don't they send all their champions to rehab?
Especially when he's a young kid.
They took his title, man.
Yeah, he's been
and then he won
a
it back,
shake.
And they still didn't let him fight him.
He's been given a bad shake, but he's making his own path, isn't he? So
making his own path, but you know, Canelo got booed like you wouldn't believe last week.
Well, he left the fight, didn't he? Before but he got he came booed.
Home. They interviewed him.
Did he really?
I call him a wussy with a P. Okay, I mean, the biggest coward in Mexican boxing history. He just is. I mean, this guy was ranked. Benavidez was a WBC champion at that weight 7 years ago. So for 7 years, he was either the champion, the ex-champion, the number one contender, the interim champion, or the new champion. I mean, holy Christ.
Yeah.
And sort of like this. Imagine if Joe Frazier said, you know what? I'm not going to fight that smart-ass Muhammad Ali because I don't like his mouth.
Yeah. Canelo clearly knew what he was looking at with Benavidez. He didn't want any part of it, did he?
So, and he still doesn't.
No, at this point, I don't even want to watch it.
I do.
I'm not a Canelo fan.
I would like to see him get wrecked.
Yeah, no.
Put him in a wheelchair.
It's probably not going to happen. But no, I'm kind of done with his fights. They've not been very interesting for a while.
And you know, unfortunately, because of his fan base, he's still ranked like, you know, in the top as far as box records concerned. His fan base got him like number 8 pound for pound.
Yeah,
Benavidez is number 3 pound for pound.
Yeah,
you agree with that? Tell me about the monster. Were you impressed with the monster?
Inouye?
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, I think both of those guys are fantastic fighters, and Yeah, Nakatani put up a great show.
You know, there's a word that rhymes with pigger. It starts with an N, okay? Junto Nakatani has no pigger in him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was rolling in those late rounds.
But you don't tap gloves. This is street spit with an A.
I got a lot of respect these two guys.
You don't do that, Barry. You don't do that.
They still slugged it out.
No, are you kidding?
Those later rounds.
I thought they under-delivered. You didn't
think
so?
They cancelled each other out. I think it happens sometimes, isn't it? Bivol and Beterbiev had kind of similar fights where it didn't quite catch fire because they're both so good.
Bivol and Beterbiev, I'm not a Beterbiev fan. How old is Beterbiev? 90? 95?
He's half that.
You know him and Larry Merchant take a walk in the old lands together. we can't figure out who walks better, either Beterbiev or Larry Merchant. Straight up, let's roll to a break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of the retired HBO Godfather, let's bring in Larry Merchant after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios in the City of By the Bay. Barry's in the house. Fred Mizzi's in the house. His brother's in the house. Bottom line is we're having a good time. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the boss's kid is in the other room. Of course, that's Bailey Peck. And guess what? Usually the boss's kid's inept, right? The guy's the best we got here. The absolute best producer in the entire place, probably in the history of Sports Byline. Straight up, that's the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's a poor man's sport. I came from the street. My mother was on welfare. I had all my hopes in it, all my hopes from head to toe. I got my mother's house. I support my son. I got cars forever. Nice training camp. Good people. Well known. Well loved. Can't complain. Hey, break my jaw. Bottom line is, after you break my jaw, I still got my $1 million.
It's worth the risk.
It's worth the risk. Every bit of it.
The Macho Man, the Harlem Heckler. When I named him the Harlem Heckler, I thought he was going to get mad. He loved the nickname. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the city by the bay to Santa Monica, California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry's boxing last couple weeks been pretty hot.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Those two fights last week and the fight last night. Yesterday afternoon here, we're just amazing, big time players going at it. The heavyweight fight was something I'd never seen before, and I've seen a lot.
Yeah, but you know, I look at how does that referee Robert Foster go to sleep without drinking? Because I thought he just let that go a little bit too long. You don't need to take that. I mean, once he was beat, he was beat, Larry. No sense of beating on a beat. No sense of beating on a broken drum.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
I don't see it that way. I see it as two huge men going at it. And occasionally looking like they were ready for being turned into ashes. And one guy beat the other guy and beat him up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're complaining about.
The reason why I'm complaining is that Fabio Wardley probably can't spell it. I just thought it was a little bit too long. They could have stopped that just a little bit sooner. The referee looked to the doctor to stop it two or three times. The doctor didn't want to stop it. He looked to the corner to stop it. The corner didn't want to stop it. That's what I think you missed, was the referee, he was trying to get other people to stop it because he wouldn't do it himself.
He was checking with people around the ring who had experience. I don't know if it went a minute too long or 5 minutes too long. All I know is what I saw. And
it was rock'em sock'em robots. I mean, holy cow, a lot of blows.
A lot of blows from big men.
Yep.
Showing their courage and their training and the knockdowns and so forth. You couldn't have asked for a more crowd pleasing.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, yikes! It was like wow. I mean, rock 'em, sock 'em, back and forth, and Fabio Wardley, he kept getting staggered and staggered and staggered. He showed some intestinal fortitude. That I didn't think he had. You know, because he had no amateur background. He only had 20 pro fights, and he was a little green as far as the experience was concerned, but. He stood in there and he didn't run.
Nope. I think they were in shape and mentally and physically to go at each other. And the crowd followed it. It was better than the best rock concert.
Yeah. Okay. I have to. You know what? It was, I mean, the people were in Manchester, UK, 18,000 people of a 22,000 seat stadium. Of course, maybe that was the max was 23, but the bottom line is 18,500 was in there. They were happy. They were screaming. They never shut up. I mean, it was probably one of the most raucous crowds I heard in a long time. And if it was one of those fights, Larry, that if we were there, we probably wouldn't be sitting down much. You standing up?
I didn't get up here where I was in my living room.
No, but you weren't sitting there ringside either. But the bottom line is, it was one hell of an event coming to us from the UK, no doubt about that. Now, last week, We saw, I think, the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. I've been saying that for a long time. I've been trying to convince you of that, and you've been somewhat of a reluctant to go with it. But
well, I had just not seen him.
Oh, well, David Benavidez, what he did to Zerto Ramirez, Zerto didn't win a minute of a round, and that fight was pretty close on somebody said it was like a 6-1 fight. It wasn't a 6-1 fight. It turned out to be 2.5-1.
So, well, you know, last night I saw a few light heavyweight prelims, and I saw one or two fighters who I thought, well, he'd be an interesting opponent for Benavidez. And
he only wants to fight names, though. He wants to fight Bivol next, and he wants to do that at 175, and I said that's great. And Bivol came back this week and said he has another injury or something like that, so looks like Bivol might be getting another doctor's note. He got one once. He might be getting a second doctor's note.
I'm not privy to what the notes
but
say.
I don't blame them. I know this is professional boxing and supposedly anything can happen, but I think David Benavidez is at the top of his game right now, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to touch him for a while.
Well, the way he beat up the best cruiserweight on the planet certainly suggests that.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. So anyway, he's the, Canelo was there, and Canelo left, and Canelo got booed, and this kind of good stuff. So it looks like the torch has been passed, but Canelo hasn't passed it. It's sort of like they took it from him. Do you know what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah. I mean, he might have had a plan to how his career would go. And he ran into a serious hole in the road. And so he's got to decide whether he's a multi whatever, millionaire, billionaire, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he loves doing what he does, and it's part of his identity with the world.
And I will give him props because he has done a lot for charity. He has done a lot for housing projects and things like that, so I do give him some props there.
Well, that's a good thing, and maybe that's part of his makeup, and he wants to be in the public eye, and we'll follow him to his very end.
Okay, speaking of very end, I thought the very end of Floyd Mayweather was a long time ago, years ago, of course, when he walked away from boxing, and I thought that he retired, but he's come back here for that, for comebacks with kickboxers and MMA guys, and now it appears that him and Manny Pacquiao are signed for a fight in September in Las Vegas.
Well, I don't know. I keep reading different things about it online, and if it happens, it happens. But to me, it's an exhibition.
Yeah. And speaking of online, Larry, wasn't it better when we got our... I don't care what anybody says. We get all kinds of more information with the Internet, but I enjoy... I'm a newspaper guy. I wrote for newspapers. I read newspapers. You did the same thing. I miss newspapers.
Well, that's fair, man. I read one newspaper every day.
New York Times.
And other stuff to find out what's going on in the world. And the changes in technology and so forth have changed the way people get information
Larry, they don't read. I write 700-word articles, and the computer tells me that people stop reading at 500.
Well, they may know. I guess there are a couple of bell paragraphs in every column.
But the bottom line, I'm going to say it right now. I'm not as articulate a writer as I was in the 90s and the early part of the century because of the fact that I can't use the words and the verbiage I did back then because people would be going to the dictionary time and time again. They wouldn't get the article.
Well, Well, you know, I keep reading how youngsters are affected by social media. They're just not as smart as they used to be, but they are wired into it.
But you know, Larry, you know what blows me away about high school is that U.S. history is not a mandatory subject in high schools in the country anymore. And that, I was actually mind blown by that. If you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. I don't know who said that, but the bottom line is that's the truth.
Well, I keep reading about, you know, how kids don't do as well in testing as they used to, and there are now efforts to get them up to the old-fashioned speed. Maybe we'll find a way.
But they don't even write. They don't even handwrite anymore. They're not taught cursory handwriting in school. This stuff absolutely—it's mind-blowing. Who comes up with this stuff?
Well, if somebody comes up with something and it makes an impression. I've got a couple of grandsons that are wizards at doing stuff on the internet, and we'll see where it goes. Well, I won't see it where it goes. But eventually, and you know, there have been some states that have passed laws about kids with phones, bringing phones into classrooms and so forth.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the start of a reaction to what we've been talking about.
Good point, good point. With that, Godfather, I got to wish you a very good week down there in Santa Monica, rolling up on a heartbreak. Love you. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, and I have this to say: it'll be a while before we see something as wild as last night.
Good point, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Larry Merchant. Back with the British hair, Barry Rabbits, right after the break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Coming back with the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They're still rocking and rolling. 1968, of course, that's when they started doing their thing, did their first record back in 1970, East Bay Grease, of course, and the rest is history. Bottom line is, I spent some good times with Tower of Power. I think I've seen Tower of Power better than 100 times. Haven't seen them like much in of late because I'm not a big fan of the current status of the band. But the bottom line is, Emilio Castillo and those guys, especially Doc Cooper, give them props. They still got the band going like 50, 60 years later. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, we keep talking about this iconic fighter. Well, I think he's an iconic fighter. I think he's the best fighter to come along in a long, long time. And I've been saying that for a long time. And people can say to me, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And so then he goes out there and he almost... Listen, the Las Vegas police came so close to arresting David Benavidez last week. If those guys were gay, if Benavidez and Zerto were gay, it would have been domestic violence. He'd have spent the rest of his life in jail. He beat on him so bad. That's how vicious a beating it was. He broke his orbital bone. He fractured a rib. He closed one eye completely. That's when I knew that orbital bone was broken, Barry, when that eye was closed. When the eye closed, like that. That's the orbital bone. It closed like 10 seconds, didn't it?
Yeah, he looked a mess by the end, didn't he? So
Give him props, he didn't quit.
No, he put up a fight. But yeah, I was surprised that Benavidez went through him so easily, though, to be honest.
Right through. I mean, cut through him. He did. Like, I can't even... Nobody would imagine it being that easy.
No, and Benavidez looked so relaxed in there. He got that Duran thing and James Toney as well. He reminded me of Toney with those bursts of punches, and he looked so relaxed.
And I sort of liken that to the Ray Leonard thing. The ability to throw combinations, I'm saying. And you know what? Those were some stinging shots. They weren't just arm shots. I mean, his head was rocking around there.
They were snappy. I was oohing and ahhing as he was doing that.
I
don't do that very often.
I know, but it's sort of cool to ooh and ah again. Yeah. And this is what I've been trying to tell people. This is the guy I knew ooh and ah about. And they keep looking at me, oh, man, come on. Is he Mexican? Yeah, but he ain't Mexican from Mexico. He's Mexican-American. I think he's like Mexican and Ecuadorian or something like that, right?
I can't remember.
I think it's Ecuadorian. Yeah. So the bottom line is, so he isn't a full Mexican, per se, and they sort of treat him like they did De La Hoya.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's a white Mexican or something like that. Because the other night, even though he had the crowd behind him in the whole nine yards, Canelo still has this aura about him, this aura of greatness about him that people still believe in. And I think he's a shadow of his former self.
Yeah, he's not the fighter he was 5 years ago, for sure.
Okay, speaking of fighters, it's going to be great now, and I think he'll last another few years, the great David Benavidez.
David, congratulations. 168, 175, now 200, the only man to ever do that.
I'm very happy, man. Primeramente, le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente, toda mi raza que vinieron a apoyar. Los quiero mucho. Monstro! Monstro!
Please translate for us what you just said.
I just said thank you to all my people that came out to support. Man, I love every single one of you, man. You guys give me the strength and power that I need to come in here and give the fights, these type of fights. So you guys are my engine to my motivation. So thank you so much.
How did you pull this off? This was a tough guy, and boy, did he hang in there, and he took tremendous punishment and kept coming back.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to outpower him because my first time coming up to 200. So I knew I had to use the gifts that God gave me. Speed, power, movement, punch selection, and IQ. And that's exactly what I did.
He's on his way now to the hospital here locally in Las Vegas. We wish him well. What did you say to him as he leaves the ring?
I just wanted to give him thanks for the opportunity. I love Cesar Ramirez. You know, we came up together. We came up sparring together. I got him ready for his world championship fights. He got me ready for my world championship fights. So I'm kind of sad it had to happen like this. You know, I love Cesar Ramirez, but, you know, it is what it is in here. There's only one monstro.
Was there anything that you were able to use from those 200 rounds of sparring that were effective this evening?
Yeah, I knew that the combinations were going to be able to land, you know, easy. You know, my combination, my punch selection is unlike anything else. You know, I know whoever it is, man, I don't care who it is, man. Nobody can f*** with me.
To do this on Cinco de Mayo weekend and to now be the man who is being looked at on this holiday, how do you take that?
I feel good, man. I just want to give the fans what they want to see. I seen Canelo in the building. Hey, let me just ask the fans this. Do you guys want to see Canelo versus David Benavidez? Enough said. Enough said. That means that we can't leave that fight on the table. You know what I mean? Whatever. I have respect for Canelo. He's a great champion. But I'm a great champion, too. Let's do it.
Do you believe it's realistic?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you've been through this many times.
I mean, I'm still champion at 175. I'm champion at 200 and 175. So they want to come get at 175, let's get at 175.
And if not him, how about Bivol?
Yeah, Bivol's the number one on my hit list, you know. Bivol, he's a great competitor, great champion. But I'm a great champion, too. I just want to test myself every single fight.
And finally, go ahead in Spanish, the Mexican monster.
Monstro! What time is it? Monstro! Hey, saludo a toda mi gente, toda mi raza, y también arriba la finiquera, la verga.
Congratulations on this historic evening, baby.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
See, he said, I don't know what he said there. Do you know Spanish in another room? He said something about his male instrument. That was V-E-R-G-A. That means male instrument, appendage. You ever call it what you want. Bottom line is his third leg. That's what he was talking about. I have no idea what he was doing with it. But the bottom line is he mentioned it in Spanish going out. Of course, the monster is just that. The monster, no doubt about that. 32 and zip, 26 KOs, of course. Well, the Gilberto Ramirez win was big. The Yardy win was big, but people thought that Yardy was a little bit done before that. David Morrell, of course, that was, we talked about David Morrell. In fact, David Morrell getting lit up by Zach Chelly, a 20-1 underdog last night. Did you see that coming?
Not at all. No, not at all. But I think Chelly did after about the third round. I could see Chelly growing into the fight and his confidence.
Yeah.
He's totally lost his spark, Morrell.
But here's what's up. You go from being, you see, I guess he didn't have the confidence in himself. You go from like doubting yourself to saying, wait a second here.
Yeah,
because he sees the opportunity.
I think he realized that Morrell didn't have any pop in his punches, did he?
I never thought he was that big of a puncher, per se. But you know,
I thought he could punch pretty good, but he just didn't. He's lost his zip. I think Benavidez might have taken his.
He might have, or the fact that, you know, I talked about it earlier. You and Joel Casamora won the 1992 Olympic gold medal in the Olympics, right? I looked real close at him in a interview soon thereafter, and I noticed that his roots were gray.
Okay.
It's his hair roots.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So what I'm trying to say is, Cuban fighters, Dominican fighters, who else are we talking about? Colombian fighters, Puerto Ricans. They sort of have a little bit more. Authoritarian as far as birth stick was concerned. But Dominicans, Panamanians, Colombians, and Russians lie notoriously about their wage. The Cubans. I mean, because if the guy was 30, if he was 32, I was 9.
Yeah. No, I think Morrell lacks a bit of meanness as well for the pro game. I think so. He's always wanted to tap gloves. He smiles.
You think Nakatani lacks ghetto? I talked about that, not having enough street in him.
I don't know about that. I think he was just—he just took too long to get into the fight, didn't he? But I think that was Rudy Hernandez was holding him back a little.
Well, you know, Rudy was on the show in hour one. He missed that.
Yeah.
And he said the word mother ducker with an F three or four different times. And like, and I'm trying to, I told him to shut up after the first one to say, and he kept saying it. And I'm watching, and I'm watching my producer in the other room. He's like, he just finally said, F it. I mean, that's what he said. Yeah. He didn't use, I can tell him, you know, we're going to let it roll. We get through this. I'll edit it. I'll edit them out afterwards. But yeah, but yeah, Rudy, yeah. I thought Rudy's guy choked. I thought that he's the bigger guy there, bro. He was a taller guy. He should have been trying to impose his will more. He didn't try enough. Listen.
There's a lot coming back at him, so yeah.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, in other words, you go down, then you go down in a hail of bullets.
I think he would in a rematch. I think this time he...
You put one of those push in their rematch.
I think it'll probably happen. I think it'll probably happen.
Yeah, 90,000 people this time?
Maybe. I think it'll be a livelier fight, the rematch, actually.
But I think it ended well too.
I think the later rounds were pretty exciting. So,
but it wasn't.
I like watching the technical stuff. Anyway, when they're at that level.
And I'm down with you because the monster, call him what you want, the Illinois, of course, 33-0 now, and Nakunta Nakatani losing the first time, 32-1. I just with Rudy Hernandez in the corner, I expected more. I expected more of those mother duckers in the corner than I expected on the show. Okay, can you relate to that?
I mean, you know, they had a lot of respect for him, you saw
what's his name slapped the spit out of what's his name last night.
Yeah.
Oh my God! If a guy, I mean, he'd have slapped me the first time. I'd have corrected him right then and there. Okay, and if he'd done it the second time, we'd have had a beef in the corner.
Yeah, sometimes you need that little spark, don't you?
No, that wasn't a little spark. One time, my mother slapped me. My ears ring for three days.
Yeah,
okay,
good,
she should have been arrested for assault. Okay, what I'm trying to say is that's how hard that slap was.
Yeah,
that was
a
that make your ears. I mean, he slapped him. He slapped the spit out of him. Spit with an H.
Yeah, I think Dubois needs that sometimes, though, doesn't he? He kind of
So. You know, as intellectually limited as you consider him, adult, not an adult, adult, a D O L T, not adult. He was smart enough to take that knee in the third round. Whoa.
Yeah. No, his instincts were good there for sure. But, I think he does lack – he doesn't think when he fights. I think he's just kind of programmed, isn't he?
Okay,
programmed
so,
well.
So why do you want – if you were Fabio Wardley's family, would you want him to fight again?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's at least you said that's a tough one because most guys, yeah.
To see how he looks, yeah.
You know, because –
he's got to take a big break. He's had some tough fights recently. The Parker fight was tough as
well. Yeah, and speaking of Parker, man, he tested positive for cocaine. If you test positive for cocaine, that means you were doing blow in the last 72 to 90 hours before the fight, right? Yeah. Did the British Board of Boxing Control bury that? I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, I've not heard much since. Yeah, it seems to have disappeared.
You know,
I don't know what's going on there. It still seems weird to me that Parker would get involved, but who knows?
Well, here's what you don't. They don't. You can't plant that in somebody's system.
No.
When you pee in a bottle, it's your pee.
Yeah.
Except if you're Tony Willis, because I saw Roger Mayweather pee in a cup for him in Las Vegas one time.
Okay,
Tony comes out of the ring. I forget who he was. Tony was fighting, and he had a big ball of a big ball in his sock, like a wad of money or something like that. It was his cocaine. He didn't want to leave his cocaine in the locker room because he was scared. Another guy, Kid Akeem Antifashi, remember him? He died in that fight with Robert Kroga in the 90s, 1995,
guy,
in Texas, this and that. When they took off his cup and to put him in the ambulance, and that, they found cocaine in his balls. In his scrotum area. He had what's this thing with coke? I can't get away from my coke. Of course, I'm talking about coke. When I mention coke on this show, folks, when I say that Larry Merchant does coke, I'm talking about Coca-Cola. Okay, I'm not in Mexican coke. People say to me, oh, my God, he does Mexican coke. Is Larry tight with the cartel? No, Larry's not in tight with the cartel. Larry and I drink a little bit of coke. Larry drinks those little mini cans.
Okay, no, okay.
Like that's
you're
enough
do
for
it.
Him.
That's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, but you know, I'm hooked on those things, man. Last night I had a Mexican Coke, this and that. I treasured it like it was a hooker and I was 19.
Yeah, they taste better than Mexican Coke.
They did,
sure.
No doubt about that. Now, what's the future look like for David Benavidez? Where does he go? Where does he go? If you were to pick a fight, does he go to B-Vol?
Definitely. I think he's got to clean his plate at 175. I think Bivol, Beterbiev if he wants it. And then he could go to England and fight Whittaker because he's going to be a big star. Have a big stadium glamour fight. And then go up and fight Opetai if he's still around. That'd be my...
Opetai is the unknown, the guy that we sort of haven't talked about, this and that. And between you and I, shh,
but I think he might be the best cruiserweight in the world. Just keep that quiet.
I think he probably, well, between him and...
it's close.
Yeah.
It's close. And until they, here's what's up.
But that would be a violent fight.
I know, but size matters, two things, pornography and combat sports, and Jai has a natural size.
Yeah, yeah. He's a little more wild and ragged than Benavidez, though. Benavidez is a little tighter, isn't he?
Pretty disciplined.
So, yeah, so that, but that would be a heavy punch and fight. There's no doubt about it. It would be one of the best fights you could make.
He, you know, when I watched him walk in the ring the other night. I'm sitting there watching him, and he has an aura about him. And there's not too many fighters that have this aura.
That kind of regal thing.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Hagler had that aura. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This monstrous aura. Hagler had it. Few other guys had it.
He knew he looked that way. With all the belts in the ring before the Nakatani fight, yeah, I was looking at him and he looked like a real champion.
There. Yeah, and I'm not saying he isn't a real champion. What I'm trying to say is that, back to that just for a second, both those guys could have raised the temperature a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think they would in a rematch.
Oh, maybe trying to sell this rematch. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Barry Rabbit. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Mike Tyson, don't piss Mike Tyson off. I told you, it was a couple guys I was scared of. I was wary. I was scared of Mike Tyson, and I was wary of Marvin Hagler. Outside of that, I didn't care who I talked to in any way matter. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Wow, Moses Itama coming up pretty soon. Of course, 20-0, 10 knockouts. I think he's like maybe the future of the heavyweight division. Of course, he beat up some hobo a few weeks ago. But the bottom line is, you know, I think he's really a good fighter. And I think that he's got a potential to make it up with Dubois and make a super fight. They could do 90,000 people in Wembley.
Yeah, that'd be a great fight. I'd like to see a little more of a timer first, but I would pick him to beat Dubois, I think.
Well, yeah, but did you pick Dubois to win last night?
No, I thought Ward. I thought it could go either way, but I picked Wardley. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
There's not. Yeah. Well, anyway, bottom line is, I so did I. I thought he was. I thought here's what's up. I thought he was going to be the exception to the rule that maybe he could do this without the amateur pedigree and this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he could like. Probably, you know, and it didn't work out that way. And he has his stones are way too big for his size. If he's 250, 220 pounds, whatever he is, he has balls the size of a 400-pound man.
Yeah, no, I
that was too gutty, man. That was
it was too much in the end, wasn't it? Yeah,
that
was a lot
of way too gutsy. Anyway, I got to run out here. I want to thank the Mitzi brothers. They were both, of course, Fred and his brother both spent some time with us here today in the studio. And I want to thank you, Barry Roberts, for coming. Of course, I pay you off handsomely. Barry holds me holds me to another standard. Of course, as does the impeccable one in the other room. He is the best producer in the whole damn world. Thank you so much, Bailey Pack. Straight up, this is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.